We'll be looking at Psalm 29, verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory due his name. Brothers and sisters, we are to give God the glory due to his name. We are to give to God. We are to set before him. We are to place before him. We are to ascribe to him. We are to glorify him. We're to give God a present. Paul begged us in Romans 12, where he said, present your bodies a living sacrifice to the Lord, which is your reasonable worship. We're to give unto the Lord. We're to give the Lord everything, all of ourselves, all that we do. 24/7, we're to give unto the Lord the glory that's due his name. We are to give with the honor, with to give in abundance, with to give our whole being in abundance, with to give him every day, for we are to show him the dignity that he deserves, the honor that he deserves, the reverence that he deserves. And what does he ask of us? He asks for our all, for he deserves our all. Let us give on to the Lord. Gift, we're to give unto the Lord the glory that is due his name, the honor, the dignity, the reverence that's due unto his name. We are to worship the Lord. Do you know that holiness is not about, oh, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't chew, I don't go with girls that do. That's not holiness. Holiness is giving your whole being unto God. Everything about you. You're to bow down to him. You're to prostrate yourself as one before a superior, before the king, worshiping him, presenting your bodies a living sacrifice, a living, as the priest of old, of the Old Testament. They gave their whole bodies, their whole being, everything in their life was about the Lord. How much more we in the new covenant should present our bodies as living sacrifices, honoring the Lord, worshiping the Lord, bowing down before the Lord, doing all that he has commanded us to do, worshiping him, praying to him, loving him, adoring him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Have you ever looked at holiness and being holy as being beautiful? The beauty of holiness. Most people, when they hear of holiness, like people in a negative way call Christians holy rollers. Oh, you holy roller. Unfortunately, today they don't even use that term anymore because so many of God's people are unholy in all of their actions. We are to worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. It is to be an adornment. That's what it means, the beauty of holiness. We are to adorn our lives with holiness. With the fruit of the Spirit, we are to be a people of love and peace and joy and goodness and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness. A people that forgive one another, people that love one another, a people that say yes, yes to the Lord. Yes, when you see all the commands in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, where Paul tells you, set your mind on things above. Don't be the way that you used to be, for you're no longer that person, that you're a new creature. You're to life is to be one of an adornment, adoring the Lord, worshiping the Lord, bowing down before the Lord, giving unto the Lord the beauty of holiness. Like you said, most people look at being holy as a negative thing. It's a beautiful thing. We're being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. What greater thing can you possibly give the Lord but being exactly like Jesus Christ? Worshiping them in the beauty of holiness. Of holiness, our lives set apart. That's what holy means, being set apart. Being a sacred vessel in the hand of the Lord. Separated, being apart from this world. Being in the world, but not of the world. Not thinking like the world, acting like the world. But we are different, we're new creatures. Creatures made to worship the Lord for all eternity. But yet, so many of us think holiness is, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do this, I don't do the other thing. Well, how about, what do you do? What do you do? You can say what you don't do, but what do you do? Do you worship him in the beauty of holiness? Have you ever looked at holiness as being a beautiful thing? Or has it always been a negative thing? Well, I can't do this no more. Or even worse, how many believers are like, well, can I do this? Can I do this questionable thing? Is it, can, see, that's the way we look at things with the Lord. Well, can I? As opposed to Jesus. Let me give you everything because you gave everything for me. You gave your life for me. You redeemed me with your precious blood. You gave your life for me. How can I serve you? How can I worship you? How can I adore you? How can I love you? How can I love others? Give unto the Lord. Give grace. Grace. Give the gift. Give the gift unto the Lord. Give your life unto the Lord. Give your life unto others. Give unto the Lord the glory, the honor, the respect. What's due unto his name. The name that is set apart, the name that is above every name, that at his name, everyone shall bow their knee at the name of Jesus, the name that is above all names. Worship him, adore him in the beauty of holiness. What a glorious thing that Jesus Christ would want us to worship him. What an honor. What a privilege. As I said, brothers and sisters, worshiping in the beauty of holiness is something far removed from, I don't touch this, I don't drink that, I don't go here, I don't do this. I it's still even what you don't do, it's about you, as opposed to life is about the Lord Jesus Christ. All things belong to him. He has created all things. All things are to him, through him, and for him. This isn't about you. We have such a self-centered Christianity today. Just listen to sermons. You. It's about you. It's not about you. We're Christians. We're Christ ones. It's about Christ, for Christ is all. Give unto the Lord the glory, the honor, the respect. Do unto his name, the name that is above every name. Worship the Lord. Worship him in the beauty of holiness. I would admonish you to come to holiness. with the thought of the beauty of holiness, as opposed to holiness being a negative thing about what you can't do. What about what you can do? You can present your body as a living sacrifice. Present your body as a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable service. If you're in Christ, you are part of the royal priesthood of Jesus Christ. The royal priesthood. What were priests known for in the Old Testament? They were continually in the service of the Lord. They were about the Lord's business. And brothers and sisters, that is what we are to be, about the Lord's business 24/7. We are to be about Christ. Christ. I'm not talking about you're part of Christendom. I go to church for an hour and a half on a Sunday, maybe on a Wednesday night. I do something and that. No. Being a Christian is 24/7. Your life is all about Christ, and everything else falls in place after Christ. Christ is at the pinnacle. Christ is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Everything is about Christ. Christ is all. Christ is to be worshipped. And then everything falls down after that. Spouses, children, jobs, money, houses, whatever. Everything else falls down after Christ. Let us worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give unto the Lord the glory, the honor, the dignity. Do unto his name. And God forbid that we would take his name in vain. Do unto his name. Worship the Lord. Bow down, prostrate yourself before Jesus Christ in the beauty, the adornment. May your life be an adornment of Christ. The fruit of the Spirit would be seen in your life. We would be known as a people of love and peace and joy and goodness and kindness and gentleness and faithfulness and goodness and long-suffering, as opposed to being known for our political views and what we're against and bashing homosexuals and lesbians and people that have abortions, and we just pointing, yelling and screaming and pointing out. Maybe the world could point to us and say, now there is a loving people, a people that have peace with each other. We spend our time just shooting each other all the time. Never mind the world. The Methodists are fighting the Baptists are fighting the Pentecostals are fighting the Arminians, are fighting the Calvinists, are fighting the covenant theologians, are fighting the dispensationalists, are fighting the new covenant theologians. We just got the guns shooting each other out. Is this worshiping in the beauty of holiness? And I'm not saying there's not a place for truth. Come on, you know, don't read something into it that's not there. The beauty of holiness. Are we known for our adornment of the fruit of the Spirit? The fruit of the Spirit prevalent in our lives. Are we known as a loving people? Are we known as a people that worship in the beauty of holiness? Or is it a bunch of blue laws and laws of the tribe that we happen to belong to? The beauty of holiness. Loving the Lord. Wanting to serve the Lord. Wanting to love the Lord. Wanting to love others. Loving one another. Peace with one another. Joyful people. Or we are sourpuss people, like we just ate and drank pickle juice. Are you known for joy? Or are you known for bitterness and hostility and being hypocritical? Are you known for love and peace and joy and goodness and kindness and faithfulness? Are you known as one that worships Christ in the beauty of holiness?